Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
The Bob Cordaro Show Podcast.
Great. Good morning, everyone. It is a beautiful Thursday, September 11th, 2025. This is the Bob Cordaro Show. I am he, broadcasting today from the United States of America, the place where we're honoring great Americans slaughtered 24 years ago, and where another great American was assassinated just yesterday in Utah. It's the place where the brave, like the people we salute today, which are the people we lost September 11th, 2001. People like them have made us and kept us free. The United States of America, founded with a certain knowledge and understanding by our incredible founding fathers, that the government is not, shall not be, cannot be, our parent, our guide, our direction, our salvation, not any of these things, but is nothing more than a necessary evil we require to organize and protect society. The United States of America, the country where, for the first time in human history, freedom was declared to be an unalienable right granted to each individual by God. It was not something that could be parceled out to groups. It was not something that could be controlled by government or government officials. Our great American Constitution ensures and codifies freedom of speech, freedom of religion, freedom of association, economic freedom, and freedom of the press, no matter how they use it. Now, armed with these freedoms, and only because they had them, a ragtag bunch of immigrants, rejects, and their progeny created the richest, most powerful, most culturally diverse and accepting nation ever to grace our planet Earth. America, the only place specifically invented and designed so that every American can live their life in the manner they choose. Unlimited by their background, upbringing, race, color, or creed. Unhindered by the government or those who would use government to control others for their own comfort, benefit, or power. This Bob Cordaro Show, well, it'll always be convincingly conservative, lovingly logical, proudly and passionately patriotic, and reliably right. And so, we gavel to order this meeting of the Club for Common Sense, which I must note will probably be interrupted in just a couple of minutes by a press conference related to the assassination of Charlie Kirk. A heinous but exceptionally well-executed and coordinated act of evil. I was on WBRE last night, briefly, just part of the news, commenting on this. We have lost a true shining star. Someone who was just courageous, beyond courageous. And he was on a college campus. Something that he does, something that he did, something that he made work, talking truth to indoctrinated people, frankly. And remarkable. He was a remarkable person. I don't know who can take up that mantle. It feels like everything's different today. It truly does. By the way, I want to mention that our tributes today, not specific veterans tributes, our veterans tribute, which we're molding into a tribute for the lives lost on 9/11, not only the civilians, but the first responders. And not only them, for the great Charlie Kirk. Brought to you by our man John Basiliga and his tremendous family of companies. Charlie Kirk was a leader. He was a clear thinker. He was someone who lived the courage of his convictions. And then on September 11th, 2001, people just were going to work. They were at work. They were responding to an emergency. And 3,000 were wiped out in 1 minute. And there is no doubt that the sick evil that caused that tragedy, if they could have killed 30,000 Americans, would not have hesitated. If they could have killed 300,000 Americans, they would not hesitate. If they can kill 3 million Americans, they will not hesitate. If they can kill 30 million Americans, they will not hesitate. If they could kill 300 million Americans, they will not hesitate. Evil is in the world, and we must not be too naive to respond. We must not be too weak or fearful to call it out. Our veterans tribute brought to you by our man and a true patriot, John Basiliga, and his great companies. Storm Tracker 16 forecast from meteorologist Joe Snedeker. Seems rather unimportant, doesn't it? Today, sunny, high of 78, much like September 11th, 2001. A beautiful day that day as well. Tonight, clear skies down to 55. Friday, sunny and mild, 78 again. Saturday, sunny and mild, 78. Sunday, partly sunny with a chance of a shower, 78 degrees.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Alan Jackson, where were you when the world stopped turning? Commemoration of September 11th, 2001. Let's go to the phones. We've got Dan Naylor. He is not only a good man, he is the Lackawanna County Republican chairman. How are you, Dan?
I am doing very well, Bob, but, you know, I just had to call in today because I think, you know, on a day when we're remembering the evil and the hatred that took place on 9/11, it's no different than the evil and the hatred that took place yesterday afternoon in Utah. You know, Charlie Kirk was a super, super bright individual, and I listened to him many times, and the thing that I would always say, that famous line from a movie, you can't handle the truth.
Yeah. He was great, and he went right to the belly of the beast, our indoctrinative college campuses, youth who need to understand the truth, fact, and reality.
Yes, you know, and it was very interesting that the day before yesterday, there was the club day at the University of Scranton, and we had representation there, and our people were just so impressed with this number of students that came up and expressed an interest in being part of the Republican Party. And I thought to myself that evening, I thought, boy, it would be fantastic if we could bring Charlie Kirk into University of Scranton.
Yeah.
And this happens.
He can't be replaced. It's like a Rush Limbaugh. He cannot be replaced. He's amazing.
Right. And he showed respect. You know, I mean, he'd end a conversation and most of the students would take a jab at him.
Yep.
But, you know, I mean, he would say, you know, I respected your view and your conversation. Now we can move on.
Yep. You know, called it like you saw it. Dan, thank you so much. I appreciate
it. All very right, good, friend. Bob. We'll talk again. Yeah,
thank you
much.
Hey, Rob O'Donnell, our afternoon guy's on the phone. There's apparently been a development that they did not cover in the press conference, and it's our own Rob O'Donnell. Rob, what do you got, my friend?
Hey, Bob. It's been a rough 2 days here and another day here among us. But I have an update from my contact at the ATF and the FBI. They said the suspect had fired one shot from an elevated position on a rooftop in an adjacent building on the campus. The surveillance video shows the suspect jumping off and fleeing in the area on foot. ATF and other law enforcement located an older model imported Mauser 30-06 caliber bolt-action
rifle wrapped in a towel in a wooded area near the campus. The location of the firearm appears to be to match the suspect's route of travel and escape. The spent cartridge was still chambered, in addition to three unspent rounds on top of the Fed magazine. All cartridges have been engraved wording on them, expressing transgender and anti-fascist ideology. An emergency trace has been submitted through the ATF. SLC is working on leads generated for that trace. Firearm and ammunition have been taken by the FBI for DNA analysis and fingerprint impressions upon completion of forensics. The firearm will be disassembled for further testing and information.
Rob O'Donnell, our afternoon show host, 3 to 6, is on, former New York City detective. You never take your detective hat off, which is great, and makes your show so valuable. Take that point. By the way, just I want to congratulate you, Rob. I told the audience yesterday that you had the pleasure of doing the opening prayer for the Pennsylvania State Senate yesterday. And then you were on your way home. You deal with this or have to see this crazy stuff. But Rob, I had said this on WBRE News last night. I'm not sure what part of the interview got on air. It seemed like a coordinated attack because I said it was in the midst of his transgender response, which happened to be the second question brought. And I said, so the questioner and then the people who, particularly the one older guy who was, they had down on the ground, who made himself look like a suspect to distract the limited law enforcement they had on site to let the shooter get away. Man, this seemed like a well-coordinated attack, specifically as it related, and I said this, I believe it, and you may have confirmed it, by a transgender sicko.
Yeah, I mean, we just know the ideology based off the engravings on these bullets, if that turns out, and that's coming from the ATF here. You do have, and I know the FBI is looking at individuals that were closer to Charlie Kirk, the individual that we had the video being put in custody, the older gentleman yep. who screamed out, "I have the right to remain silent," and then later, as he was being taken away, was yelling, shoot me," who was later let go and ruled out. But they do know who that person is. They are also looking at individuals that may have given a sign, a visible sign, like shaking their hat or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
I know that's being looked at deeply. And then they'll cross-reference all social media platforms and past contacts. And if they can connect any of those individuals to the shooter, they will be held just as responsible.
I see it as a set-up killing field of Charlie Kirk yesterday. A set-up. They were prepared to distract, knowing what did you have six campus police, level of training unknown. Charlie's own small security detail, which is more interested and more focused on bodily safety from up close. I think this was really sadly well coordinated by some very evil, sick people.
Yeah, and I think this may change the dynamic moving forward of these types of events. Are they all going to have to be held indoors, or is something else going to change?
Yeah.
A lot of unknowns right now, Bob.
Crazy stuff. Rob, thank you for checking in. If I'm on the air for a couple more hours. You hear anything more of significance, please call in.
Will do. Thanks.
All right, thank you. Rob O'Donnell, our own Rob O'Donnell. Hey, we've to take a break. Bob Cadaro, WILK. It is September 11th, 2025. It is not only the day after the Kirk assassination, which is a new day and a darker day for America, but it's the 24th anniversary of probably the darkest day in American history. We'll take a break and be back. Murph, big great music today. Daryl Worley. Have you forgotten? Bob Cadaro back on the program. Rob O'Donnell with a quick update. He says we the Utah Commissioner of Public Safety, Bo Mason, said, "We do have good video of this individual. We're not going to release that at this time." Rob says that he thinks they may know who the shooter is and are in the process of tracking him down. We'll keep you updated on that issue. We have so much to deal with and talk about today. We thought today would be just a normal September 11th. Now think of that, a normal September 11th commemoration, it being the 24th. As you may recall, last year we had Rob O'Donnell, who was on site, Nikki DeSando, who was on site, with my friend Mark Mayer, who lived within, well, a thousand feet of the World Trade Center. And, you know, so we weren't going to do all that today, but we were going to commemorate this. And then the slaying of Charlie Kirk really takes it's in the way. It's something we need to deal with as well, and probably of a piece of the same type of ideological evil that felled the thousands on September 11, 2001. Razor's on the blower from Peckville. How are you, Razor?
Good morning. How are you doing?
Good.
So I just want to start with God blessing America and God blessing the families that got affected by 9/11. But talk about Charlie Kirk. So his big thing was changing the thoughts and their minds about their thoughts. They just changed them. He got people, millions of people, to vote, and I think he really had a good. He was probably one of the main people that got Trump elected this year, and maybe in 2016, but I don't know what happened then. So we've got to honor that in some way. And I'd like to speak to the people, and I know a few of them, that voted for the first time when they voted for Trump, and probably maybe the second and third time when Trump ran again, but they didn't vote in the midterms. Those people have got, with Charlie gone, that's going to be a big hole. And you got to remember how quick I spoke about how quick we almost went down into the rabbit hole in just the 4 years with Biden. Okay, how quick we went there. All the people that lost their ability to speak, people going on campuses to give a little speech, and they were shouted down and not able to speak. Is that what the kind of country we want? We need these young people that Charlie Kirk was after, and these people around, and I know a few of them. You got to vote in every one of these elections because these midterms are going to be important.
Well, and I think
we're in trouble.
Regardless of the politics of the people who were killed on that date, September 11, 2001, regardless of how we carry on in terms of educating youth with the loss of Charlie Kirk, we have to understand that unlike our veterans, we're only called upon to go and vote. Get a ballot and vote. That's our job, and we've got to do it this election and every election, or they will take it back.
Well, you know what? And eventually they are, because it's going to happen. But it's got to be generations from now. How many? It was like 40 years that that the Republicans were kept out of House of Representatives. We've got to do that. We've got to get at least one generation, two generations in that changes. I think the country's minds has changed a bit, but I think if the Democrats get in and if they take all of Congress, they are going to pack the Supreme Court. They are going to make Washington, D.C. and Puerto Rico states. We will be screwed. These people, and they used to call them the silent majority. That silent majority has got to stay as silent as you want, but you got to be ferociously voting, or we're going to be in trouble.
Amen. Thank you, Razor. Pleasure.
Thanks, Bob.
Pleasure.
Take it easy.
Let's see if we can get one more quick one in here. I want the rest of you to try to be patient on the phones. Judy Zabel from the Eagle Forum. Hi, Judy. How are you?
I'm good, Bob. How are you?
Well, tough day to day for, and by the way, not for me, but for Charlie Kirk's family and for the family and friends and people who suffered from September 11th.
I'll tell you what, this week I am in Washington, D.C., and Eagle Forum had their annual conference on the Hill this year, and so we've been visiting members of Congress. On the first day that we were here, several members, including Speaker Johnson, came into our briefing and thanked our group, our organization, for staying the course. I was so impressed that my little voice can make a difference.
Yes,
and
it can.
I think we all need to remember that we are one, but we are many.
Amen.
And then we went to the White House briefing yesterday, and that was very interesting. It talked about all the conservative issues that are facing different parts of the president's cabinet and stuff, which was also very, very informing, you know, informative. And then Charlie was killed.
Yeah.
And I am saying, I don't know what is wrong with the liberals in this country. The Dems in the House, when the speaker asked for silent prayer and someone requested an oral prayer, the Democrats walked out. Several of our members were sitting in the gallery when that happened. They started screaming and disrupting, and they walked out rather than to pray for Charlie's family.
Dear Lord.
And
well, they're godless. The left is godless.
They are evil.
Yeah.
And well. I don't know, but I just wanted to tell you about my week. We are coming home Saturday. I brought two friends along who had never been here before. So we came a couple of extra days, good, you know, to kind of tour and show them the city. But October 26th.
Well, Judy, let's not do that now because it's after 10. It's 10:02. I've got to go to the news. But you call in again next week, all right?
All right. It's
all right.
A deal.
Thank you.
Thanks.
And enjoy the rest of your trip. Very important.
Thanks, Bob.
Judy Zabel, Eagle Forum. She's our local rep. My Bacardo Jeweler watch tells me it's 10:02:30, which means we're overtime for the news. We've got to go to do that. We'll take a break, hear the news. We'll come back. It's the Bob Cordaro Show.
WILK News Radio. This is the Bob Cordaro Show podcast.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.